Hello and welcome to another episode of the Spodcasters. I'm Matt Tate and I'm back for another recruiting trail episode. And today we are lucky enough to have Kristen Peek of the Rivals.com network joining us. Kristen, thanks very much for taking some time to talk recruiting.
No problem, Matt. Happy to be here.
Well, good. I know you're happy to be here because I know one of the guys we're going to talk about is one of your favorite people on the planet, or at least in the class of 2017 on the planet, and that is Colin Sexton. First things first, why is he one of your favorite guys in this class?
Look, Colin came on kind of late to the recruiting scene. I mean, he was always just like, he started the EYBL season as like a four-star, like pretty good point guard. And then you see him play, he became the, you know, highest scoring or the leading scorer in the EYBL, and he just plays hard. And I'm not even talking just about in games, like at USA Basketball, the training camp in June for tryouts for the team, the coaches had to tell him to bring it down a notch
Wow.
in the drills so he wouldn't hurt his teammates, because he just goes hard all the time, doesn't matter if it's a game or practice, and I love that about players, and Colin specifically.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, and you know, everything that I've kind of learned and heard about the kid from other people who have covered him along the way is that he's got an incredible personality too. One of those guys that's wherever he ends up is going to be an automatic fan favorite. I'm sure that hasn't hurt your pleasure in dealing with him a little bit too.
He's really great to deal with. His dad is really easygoing to talk to. And another thing is Colin late in the summer decided to go out to Vegas and play with Wendell Carter and CP3 and those guys. And it's like they had been playing together the entire summer. So he can honestly come in to any team next year and play with these guys, because he's a team player, and he knows when his shot is up and he knows when he's hot, when to take the shot or when to dish it down low. I mean, he's awesome, and he's a great target for Kansas.
Yeah, cool. Well, it's a big weekend here for KU because Trey Young from Oklahoma is on his official visit. But the deal with Trey, and you know, he's absolutely an elite target as well. Both of them five-star guys. I think Sexton's ranked 7th and Trey's 14th in your 150 rankings. But
yeah.
But the thing with Trey is it sounds, unless something changes, it sounds like he's going to wait and decide, you know, well into the spring. I think it sounds like he's a guy that wants to kind of see how things shake out. I mean, if a guy like Devontae Graham leaves Kansas, then maybe that makes Kansas more attractive to him. If Devontae is coming back and they get a couple other guards, maybe not, you know. So it sounds to me like the Young thing, even though this is a huge weekend for Kansas, having him in, rolling out the red carpet, all that stuff, it sounds like that's something that's a little bit still in the distant future. Whereas with Colin, we keep hearing that, hey, this kid is going to decide late October, early November, and make a decision in that early period. Well, my calendar says October 21st. I don't know if that means it's late October yet. Do you have any information on if that actually qualifies on late October? Do you feel like a decision is coming?
I talked to him at USA Basketball, and I was hearing late October, and he told me he changed his mind, and he wants to take some time after visiting Alabama again, which he's going to this weekend, and he said he wants to get to NC State again, but I really don't think they're in the mix. I honestly think it's going to be a close race between Alabama and Kansas.
Okay.
So he said he's going to decide sometime in November. And I think the longer this plays out, I think the better it is for Kansas, because he's going to be on campus at Alabama this weekend. And, you know, he was telling me at USA Basketball that the four stars, Herb Jones, and Alex Reese, right before they committed, they called him and they said, we're committing tomorrow, commit with us, come on, we know you want to come. And so the fact that he said, no, I'm going to weigh out my options, I think that plays to Kansas' advantage. But
sure,
you just never know what's going to happen at a visit weekend like this, especially, you know, probably going to a football game and rolling out all the red carpet. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's a good advantage that Alabama has, to be able to show off their football versus Kansas showing off its football. That's a different world. But at the same time, I guess it goes the other way too. Colin was here for late night.
Yeah.
Did you talk to him at all about late night? I saw plenty of reaction, and he obviously had a great time. You could tell when you were watching him just kind of hang out behind the bench and take it all in, you could tell he was loving it. But what did he tell you about late night?
I mean, he loved being on campus for that event. I think that's a great closer. I know the Kansas coaches love having as many recruits on campus as possible. Billy Preston was there for an official, and also Trayvon Duval, another five-star point guard, was there for an unofficial. So they like it because you get a real chance to see the fan atmosphere and it's great. And he soaked it all in. They also got to take in a practice so he could see how, you know, the guards ran things. And he got to talk to Devontae and Frank Mason as well to kind of get their take. And everybody, Trayvon Duval, I saw him last week, and they said the same thing, you know, about Coach Self, all the guards, and even talking to Josh Jackson, they said, you know, Coach Self pushes us, but at the end of the day, we're better players for it, and our team is better for it. So I think that's a really good message that these older guys and these players from Kansas are giving these recruits coming up.
Yeah, do you think that plays for a guy like Colin? I mean, does that fit the type of player he is? Some guys are just, you know, prima donnas, like to bounce around, have fun, make it easy, everything's good wherever they are. But some guys, and Josh Jackson is one of those. I mean, he's talked a lot about the reason, one of the main reasons he picked Kansas was because he wants Coach Self to get after him and to push him and to coach him hard. And so does that fit something that Sexton might want?
100%. Colin Sexton is business. He loves basketball. He wants to become a better player. I asked him for his high school season, I said, what are you working on? I mean, you're already the leading scorer in the EYBL. And he said, I'm just working to be the best point guard I can possibly be. He said, I want to be the best that I can be. And there's so many aspects of my game that I can get better. But as a fan, you listen to that statement, you're like, no, but you are really good.
Right.
I don't understand. You know, so he's always just striving. He wants that competition. He wants people to get after him. But then again, at Alabama, you've got someone like Avery Johnson who's closing in on a great 2017 class. And Avery Johnson, his pitch is, look, I've been to the league. I know what it takes to get there. I'm going to push this team to get there, and I want you to come on board. So it's like I've never seen two programs go after a player as hard as Alabama and Kansas has. Like, Kansas was at Colin Sexton's school earlier this week. Bill Self was there with two assistants, and you've got him on Alabama this weekend. I mean, it's I don't even know. Like, usually I have some intel about where a kid is leaning. It's a toss-up with
Sexton. Wow, that's cool. And did he visit Kentucky as well or no?
No.
Okay.
He did not.
So that's I'm thinking of Trey. Trey was at their Big Blue Madness.
Big Blue Madness.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, real quick, a little more about Colin, and then we'll move into a couple of other players. Does he remind you of anyone that we've seen, whether it's someone playing in college now or maybe years ago in college? I mean, is there anybody that Colin's game reminds you of that people would be familiar with?
I don't want to, like, these kids are so young and their development is still, you know, they're still developing into great players, but his quickness, and I don't want to say Kyrie Irving, but because I think Trayvon Duval is more of a Kyrie player, but God, he just plays so hard. Maybe a Russell Westbrook.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah. See, that's the danger,
I mean?
Right?
Yeah.
When you start saying names like that, it gets people's attention. But that's fair. I mean, obviously, you know, you're not saying either one of them is even remotely that good yet, but just style of play, the way they attack the rim, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, you were out in Colorado Springs recently at the USA Basketball stuff. Colin was there. If you guys haven't seen it, there's a nice interview that Kristen did with Colin sitting down there on the court talking to him about all of this same stuff. So check that out at Rivals.com and look for that too. But what else stood out when you were in Colorado Springs with maybe some of these Kansas targets who were there, if there were any others there?
Trae Young, I think, well, at least at the mini camp, had the best shot out of all the point guards in terms of depth, confidence, when he was looking to release. So I think his perimeter shooting has improved tremendously. I love this class. I love the 2017 point guard class. They all play really well together. I mean, they all compete with one another. Let's see, who else was there?
Trayvon Duval, right, or no?
Oh, yeah. Trey was, of course. Trayvon Duval, I mean, he's the number one point guard in the country.
Right.
They just beat down on these little guys. I mean, I don't know if you know the situation, and I'll explain this, but so for this mini camp in October, they have the senior class, so it's the 2017 guys, and then they invite maybe 35 freshmen and sophomores.
Oh, wow.
And so when you have mixed play and you're playing 5-on-5, it's really entertaining to see someone like Trayvon Duval get the rebound and then not pass it up the court, just be like, oh, I think I'm going to take this and dribble through everyone. Like, he came down in a set court offense, dribbling down on the left side, went down, or he, like, drove the lane against this freshman and decided not just to dunk it, but to try a between the legs dunk. And it's just, some of you are just like,
in a game.
In a game.
Yeah.
Like, who decides, you know what, I'm that much better than you, and this is how I'm going to prove it.
Wow.
So it's just fun seeing stuff like that. But that he was another one where it was, he had really great things to say about the Kansas visit that he took. I think he's definitely another one that's going to go the distance. He recently just opened up his recruitment again. He's long been a Maryland favorite in the recruiting world, but who knows what can happen as things start to develop.
Yeah, that was something that I think caught Kansas fans, I guess, a little off guard. I mean, generally speaking, KU fans are used to kids take a visit, they come for late night, and within 24 hours they commit because late night is that cool and it blows people away. They're that excited. They want to join Kansas right then and there. It obviously doesn't always work that way, but very rarely have we seen it work where a guy will come for late night and then after that kind of open his recruitment like you just talked about there. Is that something that they should be worried about, or was that just sort of circumstances being what they were, timing worked out that way and it was coming anyway?
I think it was coming anyways. When I talked to Trey, I mean, Trayvon Duval, I said to him, I was like, Trey, what's happening? You're running out of time. And he said, well, this is a big decision for me, and I just want to make the right decision. He said, I want to get on as many campuses as possible. If I have to go back to a place for a game during the fall or spring, I will. He said, I'm just not going to make a decision because a coach tells me to make a decision. So he's got his own mindset, his own way of doing it, and it's definitely, it might go past the spring signing period, to be honest.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tricky. Well, I mean, that will make things interesting, too, because especially with this group, you've talked about the class being so elite at this point guard position. How do you see that factoring? I mean, a lot of times it's a domino thing, right, where one guy finds out that this guy's going there and then that eliminates them and then they just kind of trickle down from there. So if the number one point guard in the class waits that long, do you think it will impact these other guys, or eventually are they going to just have to say, well, we can't wait on him. If he comes where I'm going, then we'll play together.
Right. I think the interesting thing with Trey Duval is you look at a team like Duke, who is just now reached out to Trey and wants him to come up for a game or a visit, but they're also recruiting Matt Coleman,
right,
who plays the same style of point guard play as Trey does. So say Matt commits to Duke, that eliminates Duke for Trey.
Sure.
And so then it's like, okay, where else can I go? And I think Kentucky has the same issue as well with what they're trying to do, because they're after Trey Young as well, and also Quad A Green,
right,
who are kind of the same. So it's whoever picks who first, and then that eliminates the playing field. But what's interesting with Kansas is you guys already have Marcus Garrett, who's quote-unquote point guard, but he's 6'5".
Right.
So you can move him around the perimeter, and you're already losing so many other guys most likely next year to the draft. So it doesn't even matter if you get Colin Sexton and Trae Young and Marcus Garrett. It's just who can you fill at the perimeter spot to make you the best team possible.
Sure, and after late night, Colin talked a little bit about that, about playing with Trey, and even going as far, I think, as to say, hey, I'm going to work on that. I would like both of us to play together. We can definitely play together. Do you see that? Do you see them fitting together?
Yeah, because Trey Young, super unselfish player. Like I said, he's knocking down the perimeter shot. He could easily be a good 1-2 mix, with Colin driving the point and then kicking out, or if they need him, if there's foul trouble, kind of interchangeable. But I think Colin is more of a true point guard, but Trey, with his outside shot and how well he's playing, like, can be a super threat either at the 1 or 2.
Okay, so the fact that these guys can come to a practice or come to campus and talk to guys like Frank Mason and Devontae Graham, who are out there playing together and doing it, that's got to help Kansas's chances for those guys to be able to see it's not just coaches telling me it can work. It's actually players that are like me that are proving it can work and showing me that it can work and also telling me it can work. That has to have a huge, huge impact on all these guys.
Yeah, especially hearing it from the players themselves, just like they said, that was one thing that these guys coming up, they want to talk to the players and just get it straight from their mouth. I mean, they obviously know that these guys are trying to recruit them to the team, but some of them are friends, you know, and they know they're going to shoot them straight and not just tell them what they want to hear because that's what they want to hear.
Sure, sure, definitely. Well, Kristen, thanks so much for your time. One final thing before we let you get out of here. You've already talked, we've talked a lot about Colin Sexton and why he's your favorite and all that. Do you have a favorite story, a favorite moment, a favorite play that you haven't shared already from Colin?
Oh, man. There's a lot of moments when I'm going back through the highlights of him where I'm cutting in Final Cut or whatever, and I have to rewatch it and slow it down because I just cannot believe how he gets the ball in the hoop.
Wow.
You know, like, there is this, like, anytime he gets something over Wendell Carter, you know, who's a top five player in the class and a really strong force in the middle, I it's unbelievable to me.
That'll work, yeah.
He does this shimmy shake anytime he knows that he does this, like, amazing play. It's hilarious.
Oh, beautiful. So that plays into the fan favorite thing. People love that stuff. Yeah,
for sure.
Definitely. Cool. Well, it's only October 21st, but 10 days away from November, and then I guess we'll start to really track it, because if he's going to decide in November, then that's D-Day, November 1st, and it'll be interesting to see if he decides or the country decides who's president first, which he's kind of on a race right now, but we'll see. But we'll probably check back in with you, if that's all right, when November rolls around. But that'd be great. Thank you again for your time. Again, that was Kristen Peek from Rivals.com. You can follow her on Twitter at KP_Rivals. She's got 4,300 followers right now, and I think she should probably have twice that many by the end of you guys listening to this episode. So go check out her work at Rivals.com and also on Twitter at KP_Rivals. Thanks again, Kristen, for joining us.
Thanks, Matt.